Hello and welcome to the award-winning gutter. The last award-winning gutter of Jurgen Klopp's reign. I know you'll be tuning in, Jurgen. We've loved your transfer business generally. Most have worked out, virtually all of them actually. And I'm not giving Michael Edwards any credit at all. I'm giving you all the credit, Jurgen. Sods Mike, just joking. Anyway, to join me to pick, we're not going to pick the bones out of Jurgen's transfer record thing, although that would have been a show. Maybe we should still do that.
Yeah.
And look at a retro gutter. Fucking hell. That could be a summer long series to online admin here. John Gibbons is nodding vigorously in agreement with me.
I'll do it.
Adam Melia is in violent agreement, and so is Dan Austin. Violent agreement. Okay, but we are where we are. The season's about to end. Fortunately for the gutter, it's ending badly. It's ending really depressingly with bad result after bad result, which only fuels the desire for more new players and getting rid of the old crap ones. So, to begin this process of clean sweeping, dusting out the thingies, we're gonna start, I think, with what I've pretentiously dubbed in my agenda a postscript from the Villa game. Adam, let's start with you.
All right.
It was said by many a pundit after the game that the game, in many senses, was a microcosm of our season. Some good, some shit, is what I think they mean by that, to cut to the chase. Well, it means we're too easy to score against. So I gave that some thought as I walked out fuming and depressed from Villa Park, an hour-long march in the rain back into town, which I'll never get over. I thought, well, I quite like our centre-backs. I liked Virgil van Dijk's season, and Jarrod Quansah was one of our better players that night at Villa Park and has had a good season. So it's not like in the olden days of Liverpool, you go, defence is shite, and once we sort that out, once we get a Virgil van Dijk in, we'll be fine. It feels as either something systemic or I'm going to the next line, the midfield, for where the problem lies. But there is a problem, isn't there? And that needs fixing somewhere along the line.
Yeah, because I think even in the... even in the games we've won recently, I think there's been far too much encouragement given to the opposition teams. And I think once teams get a chance, we don't then think, oh, bloody hell, they've just had a chance. But let's not let that happen again. In general, it seems that they score in the next few minutes after they have won.
So yeah.
There's something, whether it be systemic or attitude or a mixture of both, which I think, I think some things can be solved simply by not being at the end of a heartbreaking season. And I think there probably is a temptation to throw the baby out with the bathwater.